Now, fingers crossed, anything else you might have? Because I'm going to say, hello, Brian Kennedy.
Ray Darcy.
You're coming in loudly and clearly.
Oh, very good. I'm glad to hear that. How are you?
If I could sing, I'd be dangerous. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You can sing and you are dangerous. Yeah, we just for people who weren't tuned in last Friday, we attempted to do this last week and we failed. But
We didn't get where we wanted to be. Let's just say that. But, you know, we're back now. I'm here. Yes. You know, I thank God you sent over the lovely Niamh.
Yes.
Who's sitting here with a lovely mask on, making sure everything works. So it's all good.
Yeah. And you have your guitar there?
I do, on my lap. Yes. We're in my music room, really, which is right next to the kitchen.
Right.
I have a piano in here. I have some all kinds of little kind of memorabilia things.
Yes.
But most importantly, my guitars are in here. It's just where I do my little bits of writing and everything.
I know that you have guitars hung on your wall because I've seen you do a video with Boy George.
That's right. And I filmed my part in here. We did a song together on his record called Things Are Going to Change, another prophetic song of his. So, yeah, I shot my part here. And in fact, I sang my live vocal into my computer, and that's what you hear in the record.
Right. Sounds great. Yeah.
It does sound really good, doesn't it?
So just people, and probably we got this all together just as we were coming out of lockdown, so it might become redundant very quickly, but it's our kitchen sessions. So we go to somebody like Brian, or we had Jack L and Aoife Scott on, and they sing from their kitchens, and it's lovely. There's something different about it. There's something more intimate about it, I think.
There is, and there's something kind of old-fashioned about it in the sense that that's what used to happen years ago. People would, you know, sit around each other's kitchens and living rooms and just, you know, trade songs and trade guitar parts and all that. So whenever you suggested it, I just thought, that's a great idea.
Have you convinced our Niamh to do backing vocals with you?
Well, she's looking at me slightly panicked, is all I'll say, over the top of her mask. I can just see her kind of slightly widened eyes, but maybe that's a yes.
Right, okay. You're looking forward, obviously, as you were saying last week, to getting back out on the road.
Hey, listen, I'm going to Galway tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I've decided, I resisted all week, you know, but I'm going to go see some buddies in Galway tomorrow in a socially distant style and try and eat outside somewhere, I presume. Yeah, that's what we're going to try and do.
Great.
Yeah.
They're saying it'll be dry between the showers.
Lovely.
Right. Okay. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing for you. Actually, I did. This is also a duet with Boy George on my record. This is called Christopher Street.
Great.
It goes like this. Oh, Christopher Street was busy tonight. As I made my way back home, one of these nights I'll turn on the light like that taxi by the payphone. Well, I've been here a week, but it feels like more. And God knows how long I'll last. I picked up the mail from the hallway floor, and I'm finally making peace with the past. Now most of my friends are busy tonight, just getting their kids upstairs now. How did our lives change so fast? You just never know what's up the road ahead, do you? Now Christopher Street has quietened down. Seems even New York needs to sleep sometimes. But one of these nights, when I put out the lights, well, I'll find you waiting to love me on Christopher Street. Do-do-do-do-do. There you go.
Bravo. Bravo.
Oh, thank you.
Bravo. An audience of two. Well, and the 250,000 people who are listening.
It's funny just hearing one clap because it sounds like a kind of a really reluctant pigeon trying to take off. Do you know? But well done anyway.
That's very, very descriptive. Very descriptive.
Thank you very much.
Listen, will you stay there with Niamh and don't touch a thing? Because
Don't aggressive. Touch a thing. I'm not allowed. Niamh is standing here with a big kind of whip going, don't touch anything. In my mind, at least.
We get another song from you before we leave at 4:30.
I'd love to.
But for the moment, Brian Kennedy, thank you very much. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's Brian Kennedy there singing from his music room, which is beside his kitchen. Brian Kennedy. Somewhere in the middle of Dublin City. Hello, Brian.
Good afternoon. I love Carl Spain, can I just tell you? Yes. I do. He's a very funny man.
Listen, the reviews are in from your first performance, Brian.
Oh,
well done, Brian Kennedy. There's only a handful of vocalists who can sing live and sound just as good as their recordings.
Oh,
and Brian
wow.
is one of them. Great to hear Brian Kennedy on the programme. Such good form. I was listening to his Joni Mitchell tribute album this morning.
Oh, yes.
So, so beautiful. A must for Joni fans. Says Pat.
Thank you very much. And wow, thanks so much.
Please give a big hello to Brian Kennedy. I'm a vaccinator at the racecourse in Galway. I brought my daughter to her first concert. She was 12 at the time, to Brian Kennedy in the Radisson in Galway. We were there early, so we were seated in the front row. Brian was totally incredible. What a voice. Brian wow. came down after the show to chat to Amelia, my daughter. Thank you for the music. Says,
oh, and Amelia, of course, is a beautiful Joni Mitchell song. There you go, full circle.
There you go. I didn't know that. Wow. That's Brian and Janet Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Ah, nice to see and hear you. I'll be in Galway tomorrow.
Okay,
you know?
so you're singing.
I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
I thought I would do a song that's a wee bit of an earworm, and hopefully tomorrow morning you might be cursing me because you can't get the tune out of your head,
okay.
Ray. It goes like this. There is nothing like a Sunday morning. Children playing in the church, bells ringing, and just staring at the architecture. There is nothing like a Sunday morning. How did I get to be that guy? The one who's content to just get by. Oh, where did the feeling go? Sometimes you just never know. Here we go. There ain't nothing like a Sunday morning. Children playing and the church bells ringing. I'm just staring at the architecture. There ain't nothing like a Sunday morning. Maybe I should leave it all behind, or wait for the stars to realign. Oh, I could stay or go, but sometimes it's just enough to know. There ain't nothing like a Sunday morning. Children playing and the church bells ringing. I'm just staring at the architecture. There ain't nothing like a Sunday. There ain't nothing like a Sunday morning. Children playing and the church bells ringing. I'm just staring at the architecture. There ain't nothing like a Sunday morning. Sunday morning. And we're live on the radar, see show.
You're blessed with a beautiful voice, Brian Kennedy. That was lovely. That was,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
wow.
Yes. Watch out for Brian's live shows on Facebook, Brian Kennedy, yes. Facebook. And Brian, thank you so much. That sounded
my
delicious.
My pleasure, Ray.
Good luck. See you. Bye.
Thanks
bye.
To your team.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to Niamh, who's there.
She's right here.
Yeah. Thanks, Niamh. Thanks to Fiona upstairs and David and Neil, who produced today, and Sheila on sound. And Emily, who's the queen of the telecommunications on the show, has done amazing work over the last number of months getting people up on air. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back on Monday. Well, Brenda's back on Monday. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Whatever you do, do it safely.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.